Tom, you get a chance to come to Alabama for the Association of Conservation Districts annual meeting, and you get a chance to talk to these folks. What's your main message? When you come from Washington, obviously you got a message for them. What is that message?
The main message is the importance of voluntary conservation. We as a partnership with conservation districts and the association here want to support private landowners and their voluntary conservation actions. So we're trying to bring conservation planning to them, which is a decision-making process which helps them make conservation decisions that fit within the context of their operation. They're economical, they're practical, but they also achieve the conservation objectives.
You know, obviously everybody wants to know about dollars and what's there and the programs that are available. I realize the 2014 Farm Bill implementation, I'm going to take it, all the programs are off and rolling now, aren't they?
Yeah, we're in full implementation now, and we're excited. One of the new pieces, the RCPP piece, which is the regional piece, we'll be making the decisions on those in early December, and that will bring about $400 million out into the states for targeted conservation in a voluntary way.
Now, 2015, looking ahead to next year, what's the crystal ball showing us for next year?
Well, beyond the Farm Bill, which is exciting to implement that, we have a major effort underway with soil health. That's really what I might classify as a movement. It's kind of a bit of back to the basics, understanding the importance of soil, how to improve that soil health, and the conservation systems that support that. So that's very high on our agenda, along with the partnership. In addition to that, we're looking to streamline some of our own processes as an agency. And the reason we're interested in that is so that we can take our limited technical assistance and dedicate it more towards the conservation planning and implementation and less on the contracting processes that challenge them.
I realize the soil health efforts have been underway for some time now. It's like one fellow told me one time, he said, I don't care if you're in citrus, livestock, field crops, this involves everybody, doesn't it?
No question. It applies to every land use, every kind of operation. And if you can improve the health of your soil, obviously it's going to mean better production, economic benefits, but also conservation benefits, clean water, clean air. The benefits are immense as you improve your soil health.
All of this, I guess, getting started, it all begins at your local office.
It sure does. That's the really neat thing about this voluntary conservation effort. Going back into the 30s, it all starts at the conservation district office. And they're the key local leaders that are assisting landowners and bringing us to the table and other agencies that can provide assistance. So it is a locally based effort for sure.